Dad, you can just cry, okay?
All right. But this is for you, okay? Are you ready? Ready to get started? You know, one of the things Muslims have to do when they get started, we always greet each other and we say, Salaam alaikum. Let the girls try. Salaam alaikum. All right. Good. You want a second chance? Second chance. You sure you want another chance? Okay, salaam alaikum. Better. Did they do okay that time? Well, you lost. Go sit down. Go over there. Okay, now. Today, you're going to do something you're not used to, okay? That's following instructions. Okay? You don't like that? Oh. But if you don't, you won't have any fun. You'll just be sitting here. You want to just sit here? Okay. Here's what we'll do then. Would you like to have some fun? Would you like to do something cool? Anybody know anything about trains? You like trains? What kind of sound does a train make? Okay, I think a train makes different sounds. One of the sounds a train makes is like a bell. It goes ding, 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 ding. Can you do that for me? Let me hear the girls do that. I said ding. I mean, it's like ding-a-ling. Let me hear that. Let me hear you do ding, ding, ding. Go ahead. Good dings. I got the dings are over here. Now, let me hear from you guys. Can I hear somebody over here give me the sound of the train actually moving on the track? Let me hear that. Oh, you know what? We got carpet on the floor. I can't hear it. So you're going to have to do it with your mouth. Yeah, like this. Very good. Okay. How about chubby, 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 chubby. How about that? Well, that's good. That's good. That works. All right. I need this group right here. I need to hear from you guys right here only. This sound. Oh, that over here. From here, I need to hear chugga, 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 chug. That's good. That's good. Ding, ding, ding. Chugga, chugga, chug. Woo, woo, woo. I think we're making big progress here. Okay. And what I'm going to do is tell you a story, inshallah. And then you're going to give me the sound when I need it. You got it? So be real quiet so you know the story, so you know when to do your part. Now, by the way, girls, I need a bunch of ding-a-lings over here. So you need to really ding, ding, ding when we get to your part. Got me? Don't let me down now. Make big dings. Okay. Now, this story is about a person who doesn't believe. It's a story about somebody who doesn't believe, even though they see a lot of proof, and then what happens to them, okay? So pay real close attention. These guys here are a little bit like on the small side. How did they get past the wire? You don't have security on your gate, right? Huh? This program works a lot better if we all follow the rules. There we go. Thank you. Now, let's begin. So you understand, there are people who, even when they see proof, they don't want to believe. Okay, I'm going to do the talking now. It's time for you to be quiet. Thank you. Now, so I'm going to give you a story, though, so you can understand it, and when you want to tell other people, you've got something that you can show them. Because if somebody said to you, I don't believe, and you said, but if I bring you a proof, they should accept the proof, shouldn't they? But what if you bring them two proofs, or three proofs, or four, or five, or six? By the way, I need the sound of an earthquake. I forgot about that. Can somebody make a big sound, like a whole lot of noise, like... I need everybody on this one. That's good. Yeah. You got it. Can you do that? All right. Who knows how to say earthquake in Arabic? How? Zizal. Very good. Okay, so here's the story. Ready? One day I'm walking along, right? I'm minding my own business, and I'm going along, and I'm, hey, it's a railroad track. Huh. Look down the railroad track. It looks like a tent, man. I'm not in Egypt. What's a tent doing out here? So I go over there and go, hey, what are you doing with a tent on a railroad track? The guy sticks his hat and says, what do you want? I'm asking you a question. Why do you have a tent on the railroad track? He said, what's a railroad track? You say, you're on a railroad track. You don't know what's a railroad track? Look at the railroad track. Do you see it? He said, this is my place. Get away. I want it. No, you can have it. I don't care. It's a railroad track, okay? You have your tent. Hello? Anybody home? You're on a railroad track. He said, what's a railroad track? Okay, do you see these big wooden bars across here like this? He said, yeah, those are steps to my house. They're not steps. Those are cross ties and railroad. Don't you see those rails right there? He said, I see them. Okay, that's where the train goes. He said, no, it's not. He said, those are handrails for midgets. And they're going, hello. This is a railroad track and a train. He said, what's a train? A train? You know what's a train? What planet are you from? A train, you know? Tell me what's a train. Can I hear the sound of a train? Yeah, that's what we need to tell him. Okay, now we need to tell him what's a train. Well, we try to describe it. We said the train is big, you know? We tell him it has big wheels. We tell him it has cars. He still doesn't have an idea. Makes a lot of noise. And he said, I don't believe you. And you say, listen, it doesn't matter if you believe me. Let me tell you what's going to happen. At exactly 1:30, every afternoon, the 1:30 train passes right through here. Okay? That's why they call it the 1:30 train. And it's almost 1:30 right now. And when the train comes through, it's going to come through here, and it's going to run over your tent, and it's going to run over you. He said, okay, I'll just put a big board in front of it. He said, man, it's a train. Do you understand what's a train? It's huge. It's big. He said, I don't believe you. What will you do? He doesn't want to believe. So we're going to give him some signs. We're going to give him some proof. One of the proofs we're going to tell him, you're going to hear the sound. You're going to hear the sound of the train. Like that. Huh? And the other thing... The other thing is, you will hear the bell of the train. Like that. And you're going to hear the whistle of the train. Like that. And you'll hear the chug, 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 chug of the train. Like that. And these are the proofs. He said, oh, I don't believe you. If you hear the ground making noise and shaking, and you hear all this sound, will you believe me? He said, yeah, okay. So we're standing there, and right now it's, oh my gosh, it's 6 minutes to 1:30 right now. Isn't it? Is it about 6 minutes to 1:30? Ooh, it's getting close to time for that train to come through, isn't it? Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Be quiet. Listen. I hear it. Put your ear down close to this railroad track. Put your ear down here. Listen. Do you hear it? I hear the... hear it. It's making the noise. It's shaking. Feels like an earthquake, doesn't it? Yeah. You're losing it, huh? Okay, so he said, I don't believe you. You say, but you feel the ground moving? You feel the earth shaking? Do you hear the sound? He said, it's just an earthquake. He said, no, it's a train, man. Yeah, I don't believe you. In a few minutes, it gets closer, and now all of a sudden you can hear the whistle. See, did you hear it? He said, that's a sick owl. Say, just wait a couple more minutes, man. Listen real close, listen. It's a train coming on the track, listen. You hear the bell? Did you hear it? I told you. I said, did you hear it? Do you hear it? He said, that's the ice cream man. It's getting so close, you can even hear it on the track. Let me hear that. Did you hear that? Oh my gosh. There's a train coming. And the train's going to run over you and your tent. He said, I don't believe you. You're just saying that so you can get my tent. I'll have to take it off. Oh, you want my location. That's it. Uh-huh. I don't want your location. I don't want your tent. I just don't want to see you splat all over the front of a train. Okay. So now it's coming. Oh, it's getting closer. It's getting closer to the time. So close. And now we can really hear it. Do you hear the whistle? And the bell? And the train going to the church? It's all going to be there. There's somebody out there going, oh, no! Splat. And another disbeliever bites the dust. What we're making a point about something is, sometimes, no matter how much proof you bring, they don't want to believe. No matter whether you tell them or tell them not, they won't believe. And Allah talks about people like this in the Quran. In fact, in the beginning of Surah Baqarah, the second chapter of the Quran, Allah talks about the people, whether you warn them or if you don't warn them, it's all the same. They won't believe. But it's the duty of a Muslim to try to tell them. But even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to like to really help the people to tell them about Islam, but they didn't want to believe. And he used to really cry about it. He used to get upset about it. And even he would feel like his heart is going to break. And then Allah told him in the Quran that this, if you continue, you will break your heart. But it's up to Allah. Don't put yourself through this. You warn the people, you tell the people, but up to Allah. Because you don't guide. You can't guide the people that you love, Allah said, but He is the one. Allah is the one who guides the people. Islam is the subject. Allah is the one who created everything. And then He gave people a choice. To believe or not believe. A long time ago, when Allah created everything, He created all of the souls, every soul, your soul and my soul and all the people before us. And when He created all the souls, He asked them, He took them from the backbone of Adam, and He asked all of us, am I not your Lord? And we all said yes. And then Allah made us forget. We don't remember that now. Nobody remembers it. And then Allah put us back. And now here we are today. And on the day of judgment, Allah will ask us again. Only then it will be too late. So it's important for all of us, it's important for all of us as Muslims to know what the truth is and be ready. Okay? And there is Allah. and Allah is going to ask us about what we do. He'll even ask us if we're paying attention. Nailed it. Yeah. There's something important about coming to our program. You know what it is? I try to gear the program to the people that are with us. I don't try to talk above a person from their level. So if you feel like, oh, I already know all of this, remember there are people here who don't. And maybe someday you're going to have to tell them this message. So it will be your job to find a way to communicate it. It's important that you know that you live in a place where most of the people don't believe. They don't believe in Allah. And they don't believe in His messenger. And they don't believe in the Quran. But because they don't believe, doesn't change what you believe. Let's look at something and think about it for a minute. In the schools, how many of you go to public school? How many of you don't go to public school? Me neither. The problem in schools, the problem in the public schools is that they will very often try to tell you there's no God. They will say that. They will say that everything came from a big explosion, a big boom, right? Have you heard about this? They call it the Big Bang. Have you heard about it? You heard about it? Yeah. But I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. Did you ever see an explosion on TV maybe, or in a movie, a big explosion? When something explodes, does it come out really nice or all messed up? So if something came from a big bang, how come it's so nice and organized? Huh? Oops. I can give you an example. If we take this glass, first I'll drink all the mango, bismillah. But if we took an empty glass and we walk out there to the parking lot and we drop it, it will break, right? In a lot of parts, right? It won't make little small glasses, will it? Will it? No. And if a tornado, what's a tornado? You know what's a tornado? What? A strong wind goes in a circle. Right, exactly. So if a tornado went to a junkyard, what's a junkyard? You know where the old cars are? If a tornado went through there and mixed all those cars up real fast and then it left, would it make one great big nice car? I don't think so. So how can an accident make something perfect? And when you look around you, look at the universe, you look at the stars and the planets, they're all in order, aren't they in order? Well, they're very nice. And you look around you at the plants and the trees, everything's in a nice order, isn't it? Who did that? Did you do it? I don't think so. I don't think people even know how to do it. They can't even make one DNA. They can't even make one molecule of protein by accident. Even on purpose, they can't do it. So where did all the universe come from? Somebody had to make it, didn't they? Huh? Allah. Very good. So this is important for us to know. This is a proof. A proof just like the train. Like the train was a proof, this is a proof for us. That there is something that made everything. And who takes care of everything? Is it taking care of itself? I'm going to ask you a question. Did you ever get your finger cut? You did? Okay, when you got your finger cut, did some blood come out of it? Yeah? And that made a hole in you, didn't it? Who fixed the hole? You think a band-aid can fix the hole? Well, who fixed the hole? Look at your finger now. Is there any hole there? It's gone. So it means that Allah made you so that when you get cuts and tears in your skin, He can fix you. Do we have any doctors here with us today? Anybody's a doctor? One? Two? Have two doctors with us? Three? Okay. Alhamdulillah. By the way, if we have too many doctors, we have to charge you extra because you have lots of money for your seat. Yeah, right. Now, what I want to mention to you can ask the doctor about this subject. There's no way that they can invent, all the scientists in the world cannot invent something like skin. They have to borrow skin from somewhere else, but they can't invent skin. Skin is a very unique thing. Just the skin. And who gave you your eyes? And how do you see in color? Do you know most of the animals they see in black and white? Yeah, they didn't get color TV yet. That's right. So who gave you this? I'm going to show you something. I want you to think about it. Take one hand and cover one eye. Cover one eye. You follow my instructions, you're going to be sitting there parking lot. Cover your eye with your hand. Your hand. You're not from Cairo, are you? Okay. Anyway, just keep your hand up here. Now, I want you to keep it for a minute. Now, look around the room. Look around. It looks kind of funny, doesn't it? Don't move it. Keep your hand covered. What, you're not going to listen to me? Get your hand over your eye. You think, oh, I'm too cool. Now, do this for a minute and try to see. Hold your finger out now. Hold your finger out. Now try to guess how far away your finger is from the wall. Look at the wall. Look at the wall past your finger. You see it? Now watch this. Watch. Keep looking. Now open your other eye. It became easier. You see it? You see how? Well, you need two eyes, don't you? Because it helps you to tell how far away something is. Who gave you the ability to see like this? Allah. If the same is true for your ear, cover up your ear. Okay? Push your hand against it real tight. Okay? And now listen, it sounds funny, doesn't it? Now take your other hand and put it on the other ear. Real tight. And as soon as you put it on there, you won't be able to... thing that I say because your ears are covered up. Okay, now, cover up both your eyes. Okay, now cover up both your ears. Okay, now cover up your mouth. Now, Mom, did you think I could get him to do that? Very good. This one, he's got everything covered up. Eyes, ears, mouth, everything's covered. This is the perfect child. Anybody want him? What's your name? I knew it was going to be Ahmed. I knew it. Ahmed, where are your parents from? From Egypt. I knew it. Uncle Saidi? Okay, I love you, man. You're cool. Anyhow, I'm gonna wrap it all up. We're running out of time and my train's coming through, so I have to go. But before I do, I have a lot of friends in Saidiville. You know Saidiville? You ever heard of it? Oh, this is a part of Egypt that I call it the Disneyland of Egypt. Because somebody knows what I'm talking about. All right. Well, the Saidi are a very special people. They're the only people like them in the world. And they make a lot of jokes about themselves. And I will tell you, inshallah, a couple of jokes the Saidi told me about themselves. They asked me, they said, by the way, if that light bulb burns out, you know the light bulb, do you know how many Saidi kamwahid, how many does it take to change the light bulb? I said, one. They said, "Laugh, no. Three, why?" They said, "One holds the bulb and the other two turn his ladder." Now, I think you should laugh harder at that one. Okay. So then I thought of one and I said, okay, how How many does it take to milk the camel, knuckle, the female camel? How many? Come on, hey, to milk this. Huh? Come. Why? One of them holds on to the plumbing, and the others each take one leg of the camel and raise the camel up and down. Wait a minute, well, I'm not through on that one. Just a thought came in my mind when I thought about this. Wouldn't you like to see the camel's face? Oh no, not Saeed's again. No, no. Okay, finally, you know what? One day though they got set up. The people in Saeed, these people are very nice. They're very nice people. They're very smart people. Really, they are. They're very intelligent. And they got fed up. They said, well, no more jokes. No more jokes about us anymore. That's it. We're going to show you how smart we really are. That's it. So get all the people together. And they came to a place called Ben Suif. And that's a real place in Egypt, by the way. And all the people came there and they got a big stadium. And they put all the people there and they brought the camera pinned down, the news and the TV and everything. They're going to broadcast all over the world to see how smart people from Saeed really are. So they said, let's take the smartest one we have and then ask him any question and he can answer it. So they look and you know, this one, no, not him, him. Ah, this one, he knows everything. This one, he's so smart, he's even been to school and everything. So they asked him, did you go through school? He said, sure, I went in the front door, walked all the way through the back door. All the way through school. So they put him up there with a microphone and they said, we're going to begin. We're going to give him the big question. Yes, I'm ready, go ahead. They said, can you tell us what is 5, 3, 1? Said 5, 3, 1. Wrong answer. And so all the people started screaming, hey, give him another chance. They said, okay, maybe he didn't understand the question. What we're saying is, what is 5 and 3 and 1? And he said, oh, 531. Wrong answer. And all the people started screaming, give him another chance. Because he represents all of us. We're Saeed, you know. Give him another chance. They said, okay. Listen again. The question is, how much is 5 plus 3 plus 1? And he said, 9. And all the people started screaming, give him another chance. So inshallah, I hope that you'll give me another chance to come back and be with you again. I had a great time being with all of you. One piece of advice that I will give you before I leave, I want to remind you that if you would like to go to Jannah, if you want to go to paradise, one of the easiest ways is to make Allah happy. And if you want to make Allah happy, please your parents. Be good to your parents and do what they ask you to do. Because if you're good to your parents, then maybe Allah will give you children like you. Uh-oh. He said, no, I don't want that. Jazakumullah khair wa salaam alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've been listening to Islam Tomorrow. We're broadcasting live all the way from Sacramento, California. Here in the flatlands of California, Masjid An-Nur. We'll be back in about 2 hours with the next part of our program. We'll be back here and broadcast again in a segment of Dawah. Come and visit us on the internet at adley.net and islamtomorrow.com. You'll find us open 24 hours a day and plenty of free parking.